So let's review. The Gemara cites another incident involving a chazaka. Rava bar Sharshim Nafik Aleg Kala, the Ka'ochel Ara de Yasme. A rumor began that Rava bar Sharshim was taking the produce of an orphan's field. He explained the story to Abaya. Ara b'mashkunta hava nekitna mavuin de Yasme. The field was in my possession as collateral from their father, and I was taking the produce as payment of the loan. However, v'hava leizuzi achri negabei, he also owed me another loan. Now, v'achalta shnei mashkanta, I had already used the field for the full amount of the first loan, which included 3 years during the father's lifetime. So I reasoned, im hadran lo ara leyasmi v'amina deis leizuzi achri negabei davuchinam rabbanon hapara aboli par menechzi yisayim leipara ele b'shvua. If I return the field and then claim the other loan, I will have to swear, because the Rabbanan only allow one to claim from orphans by swearing. Therefore, I decided, I will hide the document stating that the field is only collateral, and I will keep it until I consume enough produce to repay the second loan as well. Because migdi ibiina amina lekucha hibiyadi mehemna, ki amina de isli zuzi gabaycha mehemnana. Since I could lie and use the chazaka to claim to have purchased the field, I will be believed that I am owed the loan. However, Abaya ruled lekucha biyadi lematzisa amrit. You don't have this migu. You cannot claim to have purchased the field because ika alo kala de ara de yasmehi. There are witnesses that the field belongs to the orphans, and so you should have held on to the loan document. Therefore, zila hadra na'alayu bechigad liyasmi ishtoi dina badayu. You must return the field, and when the orphans become of age, as the Rashbam explains, mi ben shloish esri shonu ve'eilech to have a chayav b'mitzvos, when they turn 13 and are obligated in the mitzvah of repaying their father's debt, you can take them to court to demand a loan. Another incident. Krevi de Rav Idi bar Avin shalchev shavik dikla. A relative of Rav Idi bar Avin, who had no children, died and left a palm tree as an inheritance. Rav Idi bar Avin amar anok kriv netfei, v'hu gavra amar anok kriv netfei. Rav Idi bar Avin and another person each claimed to be the deceased's closest relative, and thus his heir. In the interim, the Rashbam explains, Hichzik oiser ish bekarka. The other fellow took the property and ate the produce based on the halacha of kol dom gevar. Since there is no proof either way, the stronger one of the two takes it. The halacha is discussed in greater detail in the next daf. L'saif oidilei de'iu kar v'tfei, okum Rav Chizda b'yadei. Subsequently, the other person admitted that Rav Idi was the closer relative and rightful heir, and so Rav Chizda ruled that the property be returned to Rav Idi. Rav Idi then demanded lahadli peri da'achel ma'hu yemad ashta. Let him also pay me for the produce he consumed. However, Rav Chizda ruled aman kasamach mara hai ho ka'amar da'anu makarab netfei. The ownership of the property was disputed, and he only received it because he forfeited his claim. Therefore, the Rashbam explains, "Harehu kenaisin loch achshav esilon midaite afa pishalay zechisa b'menadin." It is considered a gift, and so he does not need to return the produce consumed earlier. However, Abaye v'Rava disagreed because kivin de oidi oidi. Once he admitted that Rav Idi was the closer relative and rightful heir, it belonged to Rav Idi from the beginning. Therefore, he must return the produce as well. Another incident where Abaye v'Rava argued with Rav Chizda, Zei Mishal Avoisai v'Zei Mishal Avoisai. Both the claimant and the occupant claimed to have inherited the property. Hai Isis Hadi de Avasehi, v'Hai Isis Hadi de Ochle Shnei Chazaka. The claimant brought witnesses that he inherited it, and the occupant brought witnesses that he established a Chazaka. Rav Chizda ruled that the occupant keeps the property because Mali Lishakir, Ibai Amali Minach Zevante v'Chalte Shnei Chazaka. His claim of Shalavaisa is believed because he could have used the Chazaka to claim to have purchased it from the claimant, and he would have been believed and kept the property. Clearly he's not lying, and he indeed inherited it. However, Abaye v'Rava argued that the claimant gets the property, because Malu l'shaka b'makam edim lo yaminan. This reasoning is not sufficient to support the claim of the occupant that Shalavaisa, that he inherited it, because the claimant's witnesses, Isis Ahadi da Avasei, he contradict this claim. Another halacha regarding chazaka. Hahu de amar lechavri my bayis b'hai ara. If the previous owner questioned the current occupant's presence and he said, Minach zavni v'achalte shnei chazaka, I purchased it from you and established a chazaka for 3 years. However, azul aisi sahadi de achle tarte shnei. He only managed to get witnesses who could testify to 2 years. Therefore, Rav Nachman ruled, Hadra ara v'hadra peri. He must return the field and he must also pay for the 2 years of produce. However, Rav Zvid added, "Imtain va'amar l'peiris yiradati neman." If he originally claimed that he was a sharecropper in the field, he is believed, and he does not need to pay for the produce. Rav Zvid proves this from the following halacha: Haiman the Nakit Magla Batavila Va'amar Azali Gadri Ladikla Diplanya Dizabni Nahali Mehaman. Someone who takes tools and says, I'm going to harvest this tree whose produce I purchased, he's believed without proof, and Bezdin allows him to harvest because Lechatzif Inish, the Gazir Dikla Dilabdilay, one would not be so brazen to cut down a tree belonging to another. The Rashbam adds, in Mikmei de la Gadri, Asa Mari de Dikla Vamal Hadam, Loi Mehemen, Malakit Adamai Siraya. If the owner denied the sale before the harvest, he is not believed and must present proof of the sale. Similarly, the Gemara explains, in the case of Rav Zvit, Imtoin va'amar l'peiris riadati nemon because l'chotzef inish l'meichel peir delav hilei. One would not be so brazen to eat another's produce and claim to be a sharecropper. Therefore, he is believed. However, the Rashbam adds, im mitchila ton minach zevante va'achkach ton l'peiris riadati, if the occupant first claimed that he bought the property and then said that he was a sharecropper, machish dvav ha'rishaynim, ein etoin v'chezer v'toin. He's not believed to contradict his previous claim. The Gemara explains the distinction between the property and the produce. Ara amrinon le ach vishtarcha. Regarding the land, if he cannot produce a document within 3 years of the sale, this undermines his claim. Peiri shtaru le peiri le avde inshi. Regarding the produce, since one does not usually write a document for a sharecropper, he is believed.